Aloha and welcome to the Dream Into It podcast. I'm Roxelle Cho coming to you from my hometown.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
On Kailua Kona, Hawaii. After building a multiple seven-figure swimwear brand, from a dream starting in my garage, I became curious into learning how my thoughts created the reality around me. This is the Dream Into It podcast, where we will look into how wonderful, powerful, inspired, motivated women like myself are able to rewrite the stories of their lives and step into their power. I am so excited to be able to join you on your journey of stepping into your potential and creating the life of your dreams. Mahalo for being here today. Come on, dreamers, let's dream into it. Aloha, dreamers. Today, I want to bring you into this conversation that I had with a very, very special woman. I don't even think she's really discovered how special she really is. So when she hears this podcast and this interview, I want to remind her of that special, unique quality that you have in you. You have inspired me to be a better version of myself. So Kaylin, if you're listening to this, thank you for the time that I got to learn and grow with you through this journey. I can't wait to see where you're going. But for all of you who are going to jump into this conversation, Kaylin, she is from Hilo. So as you know, I'm from Kona. That's where my company Fuse Hawaii, born and raised. Well, Kaylin is 2 hours away on the Hilo side of the Big Island. And we share a lot of similarities in our backgrounds, our culture. We're both Hawaiian, but right now you're going to learn. She's living in Washington. You're going to learn some ups and downs that she's gone through. And I feel like, girl, you were like a sister from another mister for me. As both being from the same background, Hawaiian, we're both moms. And we're going to open up some topics that some people don't talk about too much. And, you know, women out there who've experienced it, listen in to our conversation of having gone through postpartum depression, having a lot of, you know, these things that sometimes we don't open up about. Well, I invite you to jump into this conversation with us. And it's very real and honest. And we get it. We see you. We see what you're going through. And we're with there with you. And that's what this community is built on. So I'm so, so excited to jump into this conversation with Kaylin. As having been a single mom, having now started her own business and jumping into something new, a venture that's scary and new and exciting at the same time. So I hope you dreamers listening to her story get a little bit of light. Do you find a little nugget or something that you can take away from this story that can inspire you to continue dreaming into it? So here we go. Let's go. Dream into it, ladies.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I'm getting it. It's try and talk now.
Hello.
Yeah, that's clear.
Okay. It's telling me it click if you want to switch to a different. Oh, okay. No, I don't have another speakerphone. But wait, where am I?
I think you got to turn your camera on.
Over there. Hello.
Where are you calling from, or where are you at right now?
Washington State.
Okay. So when did you move from Hawaii? Where were you living?
We were in on the Hilo side.
Okay.
So like around last year, like spring break, my husband entered the military. Oh. And so we had to go with him. Oh, yeah.
You had to move. You're just moving now.
Yes. But I really want to come home. Yes, we're thinking about it. I'm like so excited.
Oh, how was your, you won the year's worth of bikini.
This is one of them. Yes. And they're currently in my closet. I'm not giving any of them. Because it's been so cold and it's finally getting warm here. So.
Well, yeah. So we just started these conversations. I just wanted to meet as many women as I could from our community and be able to shine the light on your stories. The whole part of Fuse Hawaii, it was to start off sharing my story to inspire mm-hmm. others to be brave with theirs. And so this conversation's about you, and we want to highlight your story. And I was reading about it, and I was reading through, I learned that you're a single mom, and those, I mean, the value that can come from your story just around that topic is huge. I noticed, I read that you're starting your own business, so I want to, or you did, you started your business, so we're going to talk a little bit about that journey as well, because I know that there's ups and downs and all kinds of stuff that comes with that, and I'd love to just, yeah, let you take the floor for a little bit. Introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Kaylin Keala, and I'm 23 years old. I'm a mommy of two of Makana and Rhythm. My husband is Raven. And so when I'm going to start with my story. When I was in high school, I was playing rugby, and then I got accepted into Notre Dame to play rugby for them. And while I was playing there, I ended up leaving school early because I found out I was pregnant with my son. And I was about like 4 or 5 months pregnant while playing with him. And I had no clue. Then I ended up telling my parents, and it was really scary to tell them, like, especially after how much they did for me to go to school and get into school and get seen for rugby. It was really scary. They told me to stay there. They were willing to actually relocate our family up there so that I could stay in school and they could help me take care of him. And I was really homesick. So I told them, no, I really wanted to come back home. Like, I really wanted to get on the next flight and get out. So I ended up going back home, and I left basically all of that behind. And then probably a couple months after, I gave birth to Makana. And for about 3 years, I was a single mom with him. It was like, I started work about 3 months, 2 or 3 months right after I gave birth to him. There was just a, I don't know, it's like the push, like, no, now you have someone to take care of. You got to get out there. So I ended up working as like a security guard. Yeah. Like one of those game rooms, something to pick up something that didn't really cut it. So I ended up like moving on forward to like Target and all of those, that retail life. And I was working overnight so that during the day I could watch him. And then at nighttime he could be with my parents. And it's just, it's crazy being a single parent, but you just make do with how it is. I don't know. There's just, you just have that push. You have someone to take care of.
Yeah, I have certain women I know who's single moms too. And every time I think like my life's hard, I like remember their situations, and it like actually like motivates me and inspires me, because it's like all the things I think are hard, I think of them and I'm like, they're on their own. They're doing it themselves. So like, I totally like give you credit for that. I'm like, oh, you inspire me every single day. You wake up and you do that and show up in that space. So I want to let you know that, because I can't imagine. And so, you know, all these thankless jobs that sometimes we do as women that don't get acknowledged because there's no paycheck attached to it. Yeah, that's what this community that I've grown and am building, that's my dream, is like, how do we say thank you to each other, so that we're aware of all the jobs that get done and sometimes are thankless because they're not, I think, because there's like no paycheck attached to it or no title. But those are some, you know, those are the biggest jobs. And so we're gonna start there. And, you know, while we're on this topic too of having the baby, I read in your story, you've also gone through postpartum, which I'm very familiar with myself. And, you know, I've had that, I believe, I think three times. I've had four kids, but I think I went through it three times. And like each time is very much different. Each time for me, it was like, what's happening? Why am I like this? I'm like a horrible person, or I'm weird, or I'm feeling something that's not explainable. So it's not okay.
Yes, exactly.
Let's open up that can of worms and like talk about it so that we can normalize it.
Yes, nobody really talks about it. You'd hardly hear people talking about it. And it's what made me realize I had it after I had my daughter. When we moved here, I was pregnant with her. Then I had her. And I was like, how you said, I was going through so much different stages. I was thinking things, I was a lot of different things. It's crazy of the amount of things that you could think of. And it made me realize when my sister-in-law reached out to me, and she kept reaching out to my husband to tell me, like asking if I was okay, like just checking on me. I always wondered, why was she checking on me? But it's because she had it. And so she was checking on me to like make sure like I was okay. And then I thought about it that I actually had it when I had my son. Mm-hmm. But I never knew, like when we go to the doctor.
Chills. I got chills when you said that, because it's true. It's like, you don't even know, and we're trying to just get through it. And then when hindsight's 20/20, you're like, oh, that's what was happening.
Yes. And like when you go to the doctor, you don't want to fill out the forms when they ask you those kind of questions. You always just say, no, 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 you're not depressed, or you're not thinking all these other things, but inside you are. You are feeling like that.
But then I realized one day too, it's like the doctors or the advice we get, unless we check the box that says, oh, suicidal, or you know, that those, then we get attention. Like, you didn't care about me before. It's like, it's very much an emotional roller coaster. And
yeah, so I thought to put it out there because I figured like, if I didn't know about it, imagine how much other women is going through it, and maybe they don't know it, or maybe they don't have no one else to talk to about it.
Yeah, and you were young.
Here. Yes, I was 18.
Yeah.
I was 18.
Yeah. And I was 24 with my first. So like when I experienced it, I was older, but at 18, imagine how many women are going to find value through your story. And that's the beauty of this podcast, of these videos, that I can't wait to get these stories out there, because it's like another woman will hear it and might not relate to my story, but for her to relate to yours is powerful and exciting. And I'm excited about that. And, you know, in that exchange too, like you're going to be able to see, you know, your value as well that you're bringing. Because a lot of the times we don't take the time to look and reflect and look at our own reflection and those things. And so,
yes, we're the last, ourselves are the last people we take care of or even look at. We always try to, I always hear the sayings that in order to help someone else, you got to be good or filled. Your cup has to be full before filling someone else's cup. But it's difficult to do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got off another call this morning, another interview with one of our group members. And I was like, she's like, I don't know how you do it. Like, you've got all of these things going on. I'm like, I'm literally looking at my 3-year-old pound on my glass door right now, like trying to get into my room while we're talking. And so, you know, but I told her the way I do it is that this time that I'm taking for these conversations, it fills my cup. So these conversations with you, because I know that it's going to change someone else's lives and the value it's going to bring here. The impact of that is like, I don't have to feel guilty because I'm not tending to my children for 24 hours a day. I don't have to feel guilty for sleep, not like taking a nap. Like, we don't have to feel guilty for taking care of ourselves. And you know, all along the way, we get better. And I'm sure you've seen that in your own story, right? I mean, right now you're starting a business, or you are. I'm going to let you talk about that too, because
I feel like I ramble all over the place.
it's also interesting to me too, because I also went through all parts of that journey as well, like in my own way. And so I love hearing from another person's perspective how that looks and what that feels like for you.
Oh, it's a crazy journey. There's ups and downs to it. I started the business because of me going through postpartum. I kept telling myself, because I see my husband doing what he wants to do. He wants to be an electrician. He's been an electrician in the military. And I was told myself, I was like, why? I kept seeing myself blaming him. Why is he able to do these things when I'm not doing nothing? Or we would always get into arguments because I would try to pick fights about it. Like, I should be able to follow my dreams also. And it was the postpartum that just really pushed me into starting something. So I was trying to look for like stay-at-home jobs online.
Yeah.
Remote jobs online. And then I came across this lady named Lauren Golden on Facebook. And she's a founder of the Free Mama Movement. She's just like this group. I just shared with them the other day that about this Empowered by Fuse group on how it's just the same, like how you guys inspire, empower others to do and be themselves. That's how she is too, but being a business owner, and she helps mothers become business owners. And that's how I started. I purchased her online course, and then she taught me like how to get all the business stuff going, because me from Hawaii, I don't know.
That's a whole nother conversation. Like, girls from Hawaii, like an understanding business. Like, I'm here, and I try to get that point across to like my whole team, my audience. I'm like, I'm from Kona. It's like, we don't compute. Like, and they, people think, no, you joke. No, I really don't get it. That's
learning. Yes. So that whole technology is like a whole nother thing. I'm glad I purchased it, and she showed me all the ropes of it. But it's crazy how I don't even think I own a business. Like, it doesn't feel surreal.
What are you doing now?
I serve business owners and entrepreneurs by doing like their administrative or organizational work in their business. Okay. I also do like their social media management, like engaging, like how Cardi does, or schedule their posts or like advertising. And I'm also in CF Design School with Catherine Jones from Automate Academy. I did another course, and she teaches me how to do website building.
Ah, nice.
Website building within ClickFunnels.
Oh yeah, that's a good one to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so it's called CF Design School. So that's what I'm in right now. I actually just got off of an email with Anuha, because I was trying to learn some ropes, and I used her website and her husband's business website, and she gave me a lot of awesome feedback. So I've been trying to base my business with more back home, growing up, you know, seeing everyone and all our role models you just want to be like or do business with. That's what inspires me. So I've been trying to go back home, do it, work for people back home, and do all of those kind of things.
Well, I'm going to watch your journey. So I'm going to hold you accountable to continue to grow and learn. And when it gets hard, I'll be watching you. I'm going to be following your journey. I'm excited for you, and I want to hear more about it as you continue to grow. I know what it's like. And just know, like, you can never ever dream big enough. Mm-hmm. I look at my life now and where I started. Like, I just told my mom the other day, I'm like, Mom, remember, like, I was just having coffee in the kitchen with my mom and looking around just at like a living room. And I'm like, Mom, remember when we used to wake up in Section 8 housing? I said, it hit me. I'm like, we got out of that system, Mom. We weren't supposed to get out of that system. That system's made to trap us there.
Yes.
And then I was like, that is like the coolest thing ever. And when I started Fuse as well, I just wanted to inspire women like me, but even on like a smaller micro, like where my heart was that little girl like me, that Hawaiian girl on an island growing up thinking she's stuck in the system, thinking that, you know, not having the right education, she wasn't going to make it anywhere. But knowing, like, I want to let them know in our community, especially for me, just being Native Hawaiian, right? You know the feeling, but sharing that with the young girls coming up through that same. I know for me, like, if I could just tell them, don't ever be afraid of dreaming bigger than the islands, right? It's like, and don't ever be afraid to pick up that book and read it. Listen to the podcast, like, learn. And it's okay to learn something outside of our box, outside of our culture. And that's, I'm excited for you. And I commend you for like going and doing something uncomfortable and growing, even in Washington, outside of your home. Like, I know, like, it's probably you get homesick.
And oh, yeah. There's the days. It comes back.
If I could frame it from an outsider looking in, I'm going to look at your example as being really, really brave with your story. You know, being homesick and being away from home, it's comfortable, and learning new things and the value you'll be able to bring to your community, maybe 5 years down the road or whatever you're going to learn through this experience, and bring it home and share it with our community as well.
Thank you so much. That is, you just summed it all up of how I hope to inspire all of the girls growing up right now or coming into the real world to see never stop dreaming. We're so stuck in, how you said, we're so comfortable that we don't really see or understand. Some may not understand or see what's really out there. We have like our cultures, like we're set to stay home, but there's more out there. There's more out there for us.
I'm excited. Where can they find you, your services? Where can we direct our audience to work with you?
Okay. My email is kaylin@kkvirtualservices.com. And my website is kkvirtualservices.com.
Yeah. Yes. As we can network our community and be able to have, you know, maybe resources for our network of women to be able to work and support one another.
I hope to be coming back into the Facebook group how I used to be. I'm like so stuck on that. It's crazy. Like, I keep telling myself, like, you always dream of having a business and then it comes. You just have to learn how to appreciate the craziness.
Yeah.
Because it's what you dreamed for. And I don't know how to put it.
Well, for instance, even with this call right now, it's in the middle of my day. Like, you see our shipping delays. You see all these people and the things that I need to fix in my business. Mm-hmm. You know, I have 4 kids. You know that I just got off an Instagram live and we're here and I'm here now. The reason for these things is like, even through these hard steps, or I'm going to show up here because it's like parts of me, I visualize it like the universe is showing up for me. You showed up for me. I view that as like a sign. I'm like, this woman showed up for me. I probably, if I show up for that as well, something else is going to open that I couldn't even dream up. But if I don't show up here for this phone call that was a gift to my world, it's like, I don't get what's next. So, you know, you always hear the quote, awesome. That gives you just what you can handle. And then my auntie put a twist on it for me and I was like mind blowing. I was just like, she said, life gives you exactly what you can handle until you let life know you can handle what's right in front of you, and then it'll give you more. And I was feeling so depressed one day in my office, and I was just like, I couldn't get out of this funk. And I was feeling it like, I'm like, I can't function, I can't do anything. And I had noticed later, it was like a self-sabotage type thing, not being able to want to step into my success because that's scary. Mm-hmm. And instead of telling me like what everybody else was like, oh, you got this, you can handle it, you'll get through, she's like, no, life showing up for you is giving you exactly what you can handle. When you show life you can handle more, then it's going to give you more. And so I'm like, okay.
And that's the best, when they're really, really straight up, like, they're on your side. She's on your side though.
So you know how our aunties are and our moms, yes, and grandmas. So, you know, dealing with like negativity on social media, it's very much like, girl, my grandma told me that when I was like 8. I'm good. she trained me. in our culture, I was like, I thought I was doing a good job. They're like, yeah, didn't we tell you that? I'm like, no, you didn't. You just told me I could do better. They're like, no, you did good, but yeah, go do better. So cool. Well, thank you for this call. Is there anything I can, as a growing business myself, a mom going through the same things as you are, is there anything that you have a question on, or I can somehow direct you and add value to your day?
I've been thinking recently about that whole postpartum thing. And I did see a comment on one time I posted that, how one of our few sisters said how postpartum hardly gets talked about.
Mm.
And I've been really thinking about writing a book. I don't know if it's going to be an ebook or a book, but I told myself I'm going to, since this whole thing just started, it is going to be a goal. And I hope to put it out there one day so that others can more so. I told myself maybe it's not going to be about postpartum itself. Maybe I can put my story into the book so when others read it, they can relate.
Did you want my view or what I think about that? Or is there any way I could add value to that? My thoughts are on that. If, you know, I see that it's something you love and you're excited about it, do it, but don't have to perfect it. Like, for instance, I have my blog. If you look on our Fuse site, you can find our blog somewhere. I never really put it out there. I never wrote a blog. I speak pidgin. I write bad grammar. Like, I grew up in Hawaii, so I'm I don't even spell right. I don't know where to put the comma. I don't know where to put the period sometimes. I have run-on sentences. But I loved writing because I wanted to document my story, my journey as an entrepreneur going through this. So I tucked it away in my website and I just journaled. I journaled when I felt like it. And so bloggers would come and they're like, oh, you need a better blog than that. That's not how you do blogs. You need SEO. You need keywords. You need all. And I was like, but I'm having fun. Yeah. So I'd always encourage. And every time I get wrapped up in all the technical parts, even in my marketing, website design, I'm learning things that I still don't know. My finances, all those things. What's going to give you the energy to get through the hard parts? So I have to wake up and I have to do all these things that I suck at. I don't really enjoy. I don't love. But what gives me the energy is making sure that every single day I get up and I do something that I love. Whether it be these phone calls that might not equate to ROI or any value in a return. I do believe that this is the biggest value, is to fill your heart with joy. Yeah. Your entire life. Because we all know, watching people whose lives were shorter than they should have, that we should have lived life to our fullest. So we never want to live with that regret. So Every day, do a little bit of what excites you. And if it's writing in a little journal about your book, writing something down that's a dream of yours, I do believe that if you're consistent with it, you believe in it, and that's where you're directing your thoughts and your energy, it's going to manifest into something that you probably never dreamed of. So 10 years later, I might be talking to you again as a best-selling author.
Oh, you know, I never liked books growing up until I got older. You realize.
Yeah, and there's nothing that you can't even imagine. I feel like our biggest dreams is a limitation because there's more past that. And I think the more we can expand on our dreams and our minds, I mean, life will surprise us.
I'm like, I don't have any words.
Oh, but
I'm so excited and so happy right now.
I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait till the day we can meet people on more intimate levels, just even from our community, face to face, and have those. And that's one of my biggest dreams too. When I started the brand, was how do we have these networks of women? It's like a big friendship minus all the drama.
Yeah. You can see everybody showing up for each other. And it's so amazing seeing that every day. Like, I see the post, but once my phone goes on, my kids are right up in there. And it's amazing to see a lot of them. You can see the same names over and over, and then you'll see new names just cheering each other on. And that had made me with my postpartum, I always told myself, I'm so fat, just keep telling myself that. And then all of a sudden I never talked about it. And my husband, I'm pretty sure he wondered. And I told him one day, I was like, you know, this Empowered by Fuse group that I'm in now made me not think about my weight. And I don't care about the number that's on the scale anymore.
It's very interesting when you talk about all those things postpartum, whether it's our weight, fat, the word postpartum. Yeah. It's I think of the words depression, anxiety, and the connotation. I actually get an emotion with every word, right? The word fat, I get an emotion in my body. The word postpartum, I get an emotion and a judgment almost towards that word. And having even through depression and anxiety, I realize now looking back, when I was a kid, and I'm told, you're ADD, you have anxiety, you have depression, it actually held me back further because I had this label in my mind, like depressed people are this, and then this is their future. Anxious people are looked at like this. We can't show that part of us. And now looking back, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to teach my kids that depression is just feeling sad and it's acceptable, and that person still deserves love.
Yeah.
Anxiety, when I was feeling anxiety, I couldn't show it because it was embarrassing and I had to hold it in and it got worse. I was like, I'm going to teach my children, you're a little anxious right now and it's okay. And we're going to get through this, and you can get through this, and you can breathe, and you can love yourself because you still deserve love. I was like, that's what that, when you were talking about all those feelings, I actually got these emotions in my body. That was pretty.
Sorry.
No, it was like enlightening to me because I'm like, whoa, those are just like labels. And we're still, at the end of the day, people who deserve love. Minus all the labels, right?
Oh. It's so inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you for inspiring me and adding fuel and water to my cup today.
Thank you so much for having me, or letting me join you on
and
this.
And it's funny, even before I got on the call, I just seen your name and I was like, oh, that's an easy conversation. We're just going to chat. Like, I was like, oh, it's like a local girl from Hawaii. Okay. That's me.
But yeah. If anybody wanted to reach out to me to chat about anything they're going through, I'm really open to speaking to anybody.
Yeah, thank you so much.
About my journey or helping them.
Yeah, and I want to even put these videos together for our group members to be able to meet one another too in these ways and have these real conversations with real people and just showing up in themselves.
So. Yes, conversations with real people are important. And not just looking at all those Instagram, all those other photos that we see and we try to sometimes compare ourselves to. So,
yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
All right.
Love up home for me.
Okay, I know. Okay. I'm like, oh, see, even that, I'm like, oh. I know. I was like homesick for you.
I had to, for the first time in my life, get me a babysitter. Oh, yeah. And you know, back home, we don't do that.
Oh, I know, but I did that. I was still like, I got to do it. Yes. That's what I tell people all the time, even my house, I'm like, I have cleaners now. Back when I was growing up, I was like, only rich people have cleaners. And then I went and got cleaners. And I was like, no, I need help, and I can accept and receive help, and that's healthy.
Yes.
And then other people will see that, and at first they might judge you, but you know what? Your results are always going to prove, and you don't have to argue. We don't have to fight. You just keep showing up and doing the work.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
I'll talk to you later,
and hope you soon in real life.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Kaylin. Bye.
OMG. That's how I feel right now. After jumping off this call with Kaylin, I feel inspired. I feel grateful. I feel motivated to jump into more of our big goals and our dreams. And remember, ladies, my biggest takeaway from this conversation with her is to remember just to continue dreaming. Dream big. Dream wild. When you think your dreams are big enough, go bigger. Thank you so much for listening to this conversation from Kaylin. And I hope to see you in our private Facebook community at Empowered by Fuse Hawaii. That's where all of these ladies, that's where I met all of them. And there's just so many more. Our community has grown past 60,000 members. And if you think that Kaylin was amazing, because I do, so Kaylin, you're amazing. When you hear this back on replay, remember that, girl, this is like the takeaway that you take away. Know that you're going to do great things and I believe in you. And also, if you want to meet more women like her, come on and jump in our community and come and have fun with us. That's literally what we do every single day. So I'll see you there. I hope to see you there. Continue dreaming into it, ladies. Aloha. Mahalo for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Keep on dreaming into it, dreamers. The possibilities are infinite. If you love the show, share it with a friend and subscribe. I'll catch you in the next episode. Feel free to dive into our show notes at www.fusehawaii.com. And you can also follow me on my personal Instagram at Roxel Cho. I'd love to hear from you. Comment on my recent posts. What did you learn? Tell me your takeaways. Aloha.